is the 311 Radio Show, where we learn all about the work of the Barbados Fire Service, focusing towards a safer Barbados.
Good afternoon. Welcome to this 311 Radio Show right here on VOB 92.9 FM with the Barbados Fire Service. I am Christo J. Paul, and it's good to have back with us Fire Prevention Officer Natasha Ford.
Hi, good afternoon, Barbados.
How was your short vacation?
As you just said, short.
So you therefore, know, vacation is never long enough, Natasha.
Listen, all I've been lobbying for is 2 6-month vacations when the year come.
Wait, what?
2 6-month vacations when the year come? I'm not being greedy.
All right, you know what? If you get that, let me tell you.
Or as it was about maternity leave, but without the child. Even that can't work.
Before you know what? It's so a Sunday, difficult. Maybe we need some anointing oil or something. Natasha, it's good to have you back, though. And I'm sure that the Barbados Fire Service welcomed you back with open arms. I hope you didn't have to do any work or too much work. Well, no fire service work on your vacation. And that you're able to get some good or much needed R&R from the hard work that you do all year round.
Chris, did you tell me, honestly speaking, when does work ever stop?
I don't know.
When you go into buildings, it feels like it's programmed into you now. Mm-hmm. You walk into a building, you're looking at the people's extinguisher.
Oh, no. You know what? You need to just go away. That's what you need to do.
Yes, I think I definitely.
But even if you go away, you find out you do the same thing.
Honestly, because I know that sometimes those people over there are a partner to where we go, they're a little more strict in their legislation than we are, and they don't get away with some of the things that we practice here. Mm-hmm. You have a little bit more comfort.
Okay.
I wish sometimes that we would get to that stage, we would get to that point. But at that point in time, I remind myself, you know what, when I have all my shorts and have my hair all tossed back, I'm just a tourist now.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
In Jamaica, we say dryland tourists. But it's good to have you back, Natasha, and, you know, here on the 311 Radio Show. And we have a couple of things to discuss today.
Oh, yes, we do. And we're going to be starting with one of the things that has been drawn to our attention. Mm-hmm. We know that persons do rentals, persons build apartment buildings, or they would have a home and, you know, they decide they want to probably downsize, look for something smaller, and they rent out the bigger one. Now, if they're renting it out as it is, as a whole, that's absolutely no problem. You would have gone through the legislation. The electrician would have done what he was supposed to do. You would have gone through some sort of test where you pass and you haven't failed the inspection or whatever else. Now, one of the things that we recognize that persons are doing, everybody wants to make a little extra money.
Mm-hmm. Multiple streams of income.
Multiple streams of income. I'm one of those persons who would love to make a little extra, of course. And if I can probably use one of the appliances and turn it into a ZR van or something.
Oh, no. She did not just say that. All right, you know what? I think we need to go back on vacation. Okay.
Seriously speaking, yes, we recognize that persons are trying to make extra income wherever they can. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that persons are doing is they're taking, say, like a normal 3-bedroom home. And they're now having, instead of probably one tenant, they're dividing it in a way that they have probably 2 or 3 tenants inside of there. Now, bear in mind, when this house was built, it was built to a certain specifications. The electrical load in there was designed to a certain specification as well. It would have been at that point in time, 1 fridge, 1 stove, average radio, television, that kind of stuff. Now, here we have 2-3 other families now living inside the same one house. And each family has a stove, a fridge, and their other...
Right. Furniture.
Furniture, whatever else inside of there. Now, you've not done any rewiring of any kind. Mm-hmm. What do you think is going to happen? It was not designed to carry that load. And of course, then you do pull. This is, I don't even want to call this overloading, because this is going beyond overloading.
Yes.
Give me a word. There's overload.
Yeah, that's a coined word.
Overload. Mm-hmm. And if you do something like that, then the chances are you are putting yourself mm-hmm. at risk. Mm-hmm. And if something happens, then who's to blame? No one but yourself. Mm-hmm. I know some of us are looking for a little, some place to lay our head, but at the end of the day, let us take safety into consideration. The rent might be a little cheaper, but if one person makes a single mistake and there is a fire there, then every single one of those people are going to be impacted on. And I'm more sure why I'm discussing this is because there was a fire like this. Same circumstances and everything, and there was a fire like that. Mm-hmm. So for those other persons out there who are trying it, who are doing it and think that, you know what, I'm getting away, nothing can happen, nothing will happen, keep saying that to yourself. One of these days when you're looking to push in the key, you'll be pushing a broom and sweeping up ashes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is a dangerous practice on so many different levels, mm-hmm. where you have a space that is built for one family. And you have a case where you have 10, 12 people living in that space, you know, and it's not designed for that.
Of course not.
And you're looking at older buildings as well. We've spoken about that right here on the 311 radio show. Older buildings, maybe even where it's hazardous and the flooring is out and all kinds of different things mm-hmm. are not in place for that building. And you have so many different persons living in that small space. Do you find that this practice is becoming more and more?
Oh, yes, it is.
It's happening more and more.
Oh, yes, it is. There are some places that you can go. Sometimes you find, when you hear there's a house fire, you had persons like 12, 15, 20 persons in a two-bedroom or three-bedroom. I'm not saying the family isn't close. I mean, it's nice to see a knitted family, but sometimes the chances are, sometimes we know in certain cases, you will hear persons, if you do the report, but this person doesn't carry the same last name or whatever the case is, and you have to do a little investigative work there. You find out, you know, but okay, so this is the case. All of us were living here, but we were renting from this person. Mm-hmm. And the landlords, they're the person, they're collecting the money and everything. Yes, they lose a building at the end of the day, but who's most displaced?
Yes.
You are going to be one who is going to be the most displaced person. Mm-hmm. Oh, and mm-hmm. I think people need to call these people upon the things that they do. Mm-hmm. We would go in a store and you buy your pair of shoes and the heel break off before you get on the road. Good, you back at the store.
That's true.
You want a refund. So why is it that we are willing to, you know what, fight for certain things mm-hmm. and then on other things we are more relaxed.
Yes.
Things that are, as far as I'm concerned, they're detrimental to us. Mm-hmm. Why are we then willing to relax and say, you know, I can chance it, I can take a risk or whatever the case is. It's your life you're playing with. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you get the spillback note on our end. You hear about the fire service didn't get there in time. Again, wow. I will repeat this. A fire doubles in size every 30 seconds. It takes a wooden structure approximately 6 minutes to completely burn.
Wow.
And with all the fuel load you have inside of there, it is going to add to the fire spread. Mm-hmm. So therefore, if a fire starts, and let me choose my words carefully at this point in time. If a fire starts at your home, mm-hmm. the community or where you live is highly populated, which mm-hmm. is, I have to beg my neighbor, you know what, give me 3 minutes, 3 hours to open my window. Mm-hmm. They're that close together. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Chances are from time that something starts happening at you, it is going to impact your neighbor.
Yes.
All depending on how close these houses are. We've also gone in to do a bit of fire, talking about fire spread, the way that fire transfer of heat. We talked about radiation, we talked about conduction, we talked about convection. Go back into the earlier programs again. Hot air travels, it rises. Mm-hmm. No matter what, if you have a medium in between there, like the paling, what we call the paling. Mm-hmm. People know when they say the paling, we're talking about paling, right?
Good.
Or not like fancy
sense.
Saying that they had back then, mm-hmm. we're going back to the poor mainly. Communities, because right. those are the ones that are mainly impacted right. on. Now, you have your Palin in between these two houses. Obviously, heat is going, once one starts to burn, heat is going to transfer through mm-hmm. there and go over to the other. If the houses are that close, again, because of the hot air, it is going to go over there. It's going to heat up those other elements and you're going to have a fire. Mm-hmm. Now, when people talk about the fire service didn't get there in time and this house burning the next and third, again, we do not have helicopters. People on the road, they hear the sirens, they do not pull over. We had a case like that quite recently here this week as well. Mm-hmm. Behind a guy, siren on, but did he pull over? I'm afraid to know. Went to make a turn, but all is well that ends well. We thank the Lord for always being with us. If it's one thing you can say, I have a praying sub officer.
Amen.
So whenever we go there, and like, again, thanks to my mother, praying mother, she always asks Lord, shield her daughter with His blood. Mm-hmm. So I believe I am covered.
Amen.
Amen. Now, I'm saying all of this to say this, getting back to my fungus, like a lot of rambling. Yeah. At the end of the day, when one starts, when that starts to burn, mm-hmm. the fire service still has to come from the station, because we're not on the road, to get up there. If you don't have your alarm inside the place, if you don't have an extinguisher inside the place that you can help to mitigate the situation yes. as soon as it occur, mm-hmm. then chances are, yes, more than likely you may lose that first home. But then we are there to make sure that no other homes are destroyed in the process. We try our best, but at the end of the day, we can't combat all. We do what we can do. And again, instead of taking your cell phone out and trying to film this yes, bright, pretty yes, flame.
Yes.
Mellow, Natasha. Mellow, now. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes.
Take the cell phone and call 311. Mm-hmm. Three simple numbers. The time you take to take out your camera and to be filming there, that is time that you could have called, that we could have responded and mm-hmm. whatever. Sometimes 10 minutes pass. We have not received the call, but then you would hear.
Seriously.
Where is the fire service? Where is the fire service? Wow. Well, we're at the station still awaiting the call.
Right. You can't smell the smoke from fire.
No, we don't. I mean, some of us may have sensitive noses mm-hmm. and everything else. We do not have alarms hooked up from your home to the station. Right. So therefore, we still rely on you to, mm-hmm. just like the extinguisher is a manually operated device. Also, it's the telephone. Mm-hmm. It's a manually operated device. Mm-hmm. You have to take it. You have to actually push in the numbers and then you get a response.
Right. So you find then that, of course, these homes that are now being occupied by two, three families, mm-hmm. they are definitely being packed in with the furniture, and you talk about the different appliances and so on, pulling on the electricity. And of course, there is no fire extinguisher.
Nope.
There will not be a smoke alarm.
Mm-mm.
And well, you mentioned the different obstructions that you'd face. And mm-hmm. one thing that is coming to me as well is something that we would have mentioned before. We talk about derelict vehicles in the road.
Oh, my.
Or a vehicle being parked permanently temporary.
Temporary. Yes, exactly. Permanently right. temporary. Exactly. Right? Best place. Best way to put
you
it.
You know, over a fire hydrant. Mm-hmm. Yes, over a fire hydrant. So, you know, you have all these hindrances and you cannot get to the fire on time. And so, you know, you're making the appeal. Not that you're trying to take bread out of people's mouths, as they would say, but you're making the appeal. Please, there are certain rules and regulations and laws instituted for the safety of the citizens of Barbados. Mm-hmm. And when you put your own home in danger, you not only put your own home in danger, but you can
put people's
lives and your neighbors in danger exactly. as well, especially if the houses are close together and so forth. So you're making the appeal then as the Barbados Fire Service, as I'm sure other essential services are, to persons to cease and desist from this practice of letting two and three families in one space built for one family. And on that note, we talked about old buildings. We need to again plug in, making another appeal to persons to check on the wiring of their electricity within their homes, especially the older homes.
Oh, yes.
Because we know that this can definitely be a hazard.
Oh, yeah. Again, as we said, rewiring should be done every 20 years. But realistically speaking, how many people actually take that into consideration and do have their house rewired every 20 years?
They might be thinking of the cost. But listen, think of the cost of rewiring versus the cost of building from the home.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, sometimes you have to look at it realistically speaking. Some people say, you know, all right, let me try to get out. I'm under right now, barely trying to keep my head above water. And I understand that. Yeah. I am not going to sit here and say that, you know what, I don't have a godfather. I don't have a tree that I go out in the backyard and I pick money or anything from. I'm being quite realistic here at this point in time, and I know sometimes it is not always practical for us to do these things, but that is why then we are to err on the side of caution. Compare buying an extinguisher, having smoke alarms in your home, then to the price of rewiring. If you can't afford to rewire at this point in time, I'm not only saying this is for the persons who can't afford to rewire, but every single home in Barbados at this point in time should have extinguishers and alarms. This is 2019. Some of us have the latest gadgets that if anything happens, it cannot notify us that there's a fire. I have not seen an app developed as yet. I know somebody's going to take it up now and run with it. And bear in mind, that was my idea, so copyrighted. Right. And go from there. But in the meantime, you need to have these. And then think of, again, we have children living inside these homes who have not seen a star pitch. And it's going to bring me right back down now to all of these fires that we've been having, persons who have died in these fires. We had the latest young lady here the other day. She didn't die inside the house, but again, she was a victim.
Yes. Yeah.
How many more?
And, well, you talk about Barbados, and, you know, doing the 311 radio show has made me more alert when it comes to fires. And, well, not just myself, but I know that there are many people who do not miss the show and are more aware as to what happens, what to expect, you know, what is expected of them as well. So when I even see a fire happening overseas, my ears are pricked because I say, oh, what was the cause? Did they have a fire extinguisher? Were there smoke alarms? And even as I think of this fire that would have occurred recently in Pennsylvania, where there were five young children who died in a daycare, and it was actually a residential building that was being used to house the daycare center. Five children, four of those children were siblings. Four of those, imagine that, losing four children at one time. And the fifth child was actually the child of the daycare owner. So, which begs the question, what would have been happening at that point in time? Why were so many children burnt in that fire? You know, they were ranging in age from 8 months to 7 years. The supervision, where was the supervision? You know, where what was happening, and the fire extinguisher, where was it located? And these are things that, you know, we would know, but then to put into practice is a different matter. And unfortunately, it takes a bad incident to wake us up and say, you know what, man, maybe I should really get this done. And we make an appeals again to daycare centers. I mean, it is still summertime, and we know that there are some camps still
of
happening.
Of course, yes.
Thankfully, God has spared us throughout the summer period. You know, we haven't had anything happening. But, you know, we just need to bear these things in mind. And especially when we're dealing with children, we've talked about having children, you know, play games with them and have them close their eyes or maybe be blindfolded or something, and learn
how to get out of the building. Everything. And you see, people think they take these things for granted, you know, oh yeah, they just start because they want some pretty or whatever the case is. But we obviously don't want this to be our circumstance here.
Exactly.
We felt outraged when we had two children die the other day in a house fire. And not harping on that, but my thing is, if we can do something, again, if our service does what it can, mm-hmm. we have the program that we carry into the schools called mm-hmm. the SAFE program,
mm-hmm.
Student Awareness of Fire Education, where we talk to the children about fires. This is what we as the fire service are doing. Mm-hmm. Then what are you as parents doing? Because don't forget, at the end of the day, parents are still supposed to be their children's teachers.
Yes.
We
yes.
rely first and foremost heavily mm-hmm. on other people to teach our children. Sometimes these people don't have a clue mm-hmm. what they are talking about, and they give the children all of the wrong information. Mm-hmm. If you yourself are not sure what is wrong with taking up the phone, calling the fire service and asking them questions, even then, if you want to relate it to your child,
mm-hmm.
we would give a child, and I mean, some children are naturally curious. We have given them the tablets out there. And as I said to my daughter, you know what? There are things you want to know. Google is your friend.
Mm.
But we know sometimes, or again, Wikipedia is not the most trusted site.
You can edit.
Exactly.
Anybody can
if
edit.
If a child goes on that and takes what they say on there as gospel, then
mm-hmm.
that's
mm-hmm.
why we still need to do a backup. We still need to follow on what they have learned and go about it the right way. Again, we expect teachers to do it all. Teachers cannot do it all. Yes, mm-hmm. between 8:30 and 3 o'clock, fine. But then after that, what? These are moments that you can sit down, you can engage your child. And again, all it makes for is for a better social life between you and your child, that the child feels comfortable enough that they can come and talk to you about anything. If mm-hmm. at that point in time you don't know, well, what's wrong with saying to a child, you know what, sweetie, I really don't know right now, but let me find out
yes.
and I'll get back to you. Mm-hmm. I don't want my daughter to think I'm a walking encyclopedia.
Oh, no.
I want her to know, you know what, well, at the end of the day, I'm human. Mm-hmm. I have to go and investigate things.
Right.
And I get back to you. And right. if I say I'm going to get back to her, oh my goodness.
Yeah, you better.
I better get
yes. But with the sort of questions these children are asking these days, you have to go to Google anyway. So, you know. But yeah, it's important to teach your children how to operate in the event, unfortunate event of a fire. And, you know, even as we look at the houses with the different children from the different families all in one space, that is important to note as well. Yes, you don't want it to be happening, but at least just let the children understand this is what you're supposed to do. Not just in the case of a fire alone, but in the case of an earthquake. You know, we're still in the hurricane season. Thankfully, I mean, it's as if we
yeah.
don't even remember that we're in a hurricane
yes.
season.
God has
but,
been good thus far.
God has been good, you know, and just to know what to do in the event of any disaster.
Disaster, again, as you said, whether it is man, whether it is natural, my thing is, teach the children, even in terms of how to deal with a stranger. And that's something that we yes. honestly don't think about. If I got any answer, I found myself asking my daughter this repeatedly throughout the vacation.
Mm-hmm.
If a stranger came up to you and said, whatever, whatever, what would you do? And she's all, oh, you can get a karate this. Like, little
movie,
girl,
oh,
all right, we forget the movie version right
oh,
now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Realistically speaking,
mm-hmm.
what do you do?
Yeah.
And she's like, sit down. She started to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, but I know not to go with. I said, yeah, but I know you like pets. So somebody brought a pet to you.
Mm-hmm.
Children like dogs, children like cats, fish. Somebody brought dogs. Come in. You want to see my fish? You want? What do you do? And she's like, would you go? No. I've heard other children say that. And then you see on
yeah.
social network, other things being done differently. I said, first thing first, what we want you to do is raise hell.
Mm.
What do you mean by that? Scream like you can't scream anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Get whoever is around you's attention. We talk about, we send all these social media things. Oh, be careful. People are going wrong in a group pretending that they're from the Ministry of Home Affairs and they're doing this electoral this. If as adults, sometimes we are fooled because we are not aware,
yes.
then what are the chances for children? If we're going to be talking, this is still vacation, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, again, another safety tip for children being left at home.
Yes.
Unsupervised or who doesn't have the care of an older sibling at this point, talk to your children.
Yes, yes, yes. And that's important. Talk to the children, teach the children. First of all, we should know what to do. in order to give the children the correct information.
Oh, yes.
All right. And again, it is 2019. As you said, it is the summertime. And where possible, teach the children how to use the fire extinguishers.
Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Virgil Program.
Pass.
P. Pull the pin.
Yes.
Aim at the base of the fire. S. Squeeze. Come on.
Yes. Squeeze the trigger.
And on me.
Swipe.
And sweep from side to side. Right.
Yes. From side to side.
Exactly. And right? If you're not sure, there's nothing wrong with you. Get an extinguisher. Come into any fire station that's close to you. Mm-hmm. And asking the officers to demonstrate, to give you a life demonstration.
Right.
That's what we're there for.
Yes. Well, that's one thing I really appreciate about the Barbados Fire Service. That you're willing to show any passersby what's happening. And, well, I'm sure it would be good to call first. I know I would have passed the one in town during the summer holidays and seen campers going inside to see what's happening and so on. And I'm sure they would have learned a lot from that. And of course, you would have had the community fire fair. Looking forward to hearing more about those ones to come soon. Praise the Lord. And, you know, yeah, so it's just good to be able to do these demonstrations with the children and let them understand not just what to do, but how to do it and let them see with their eyes, because obviously visual aids help as well.
Very much so.
Yes, very much so. So Natasha, thank you for coming back from vacation. And
too soon. Anybody out there feeling for me, Sarah, you know what, she needs a 2 more weeks. We can hear it in her voice.
My word. I tell you. All right, well, you know, that's it for the 311 radio show today. And thank you, Fire Prevention Officer Natasha Ford.
You're most welcome. Thank you, Barbados, for once again tuning in and allowing us to be part of your family during this time.
Yes. And if you want to reach the Barbados Fire Service, the numbers to call are
535-7832. That is my direct extension. Again, my name is not the girl who laughs a lot, but Natasha Ford. People are like, yeah, I know you know that voice. Again, we can reach our sub-officer, Ryan Austin. He's 535-7829. Jason Collins, he's 535-7831. And for the general officers, the PBX is 535-7800.
All right. And I am Crystal J. Paul. Remember, you can always log on to VOB929.com. Click on podcasts and videos. You see the drop down with the 311 radio show, and you can listen back to any of the previous editions. God bless you. Have a wonderful week. Until we meet again, take care.
And remember, fire prevention is our intention.
Yeah, I did it with you today. All right. God bless.
That was the 311 radio show. As we heard from the Barbados Fire Service, join us again next week right here on VOB 92.9 FM at 1:30 p.m. for the next edition of the 311 radio show.